Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sever Studios Presents Rolling in the Netherdeep. We are excited to bring you a brand new tale adventure in the lands of Wildemount and Marquette. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
Hey everybody, it's Bill, and today I'll be playing Orgoth Skullcrusher.
It is Jaden, and I will be playing Lapis Prismawing.
Hey, it's Jamie, and I'm playing North.
And, oh, that feels so short with, oh, Ross, we miss you. Anyway.
we love you. We miss you.
Is there anything we need to talk about before we dive into today's episode?
I'm still stinging from having gone back and listened to that lambasting that Orgoth took from Lapis. So I'm ready to
go. It was deserved.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying if you're joining us for this episode and somehow you missed the last one, my God, go check it out. That was like an EGOT level performance there from Lapis.
Jaden's a pro at mic drops. I'm gonna sing your praises.
Just a little, I'm gonna do a little ad in the front. We have a merch store, and go to our link tree. But I just dropped a link. We have some art for Lapis Prismawing's new fit, and it's up in our merch store, and you can get some merch, a t-shirt or notebook or something. And the art is by the amazing Marzi Panic. So look her up.
She's a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, she's amazing. So if everyone is ready, let's begin today's episode of Rolling in the Netherdeep, episode 78, Lair of the Dragon. So at the end of last time, the Imperial carriage pulls up outside of the Cool Flame, and your mother, North, gets out. Hemoan is so upset, runs in. You can see she's been crying. She's actually changed to winter.
Oh, holy shit, Mom. It's been years since I saw that. Probably like divorce level.
Yeah, she's upset. And she tells you that I've been recalled as ambassador to Ankarel. I have to leave as soon as possible.
How come?
It's by imperial order. The king ordered it.
I mean, I understand that the assembly's going, but you've...
Apparently, I was not keeping them under control. King Dwindle is rightfully
an asshole.
she kind of like, yeah, but she doesn't say it.
You can speak against your employer like that.
She says, Aunt Carilla's giving me a week. They want me to return as soon as possible, but
of course
I'm going to have to sell the beach house. And I have to get everything packed up. And
I mean, you don't have to sell it if you keep it as a little vacation spot. It's not true, like you're forbidden to come here.
That's true, but I guess we could store things from the embassy, my personal belongings there.
It doesn't belong to the empire. It belongs to you. It's not. You don't have to give that back. Is it safe for you to go back?
She kind of shrugs her shoulders.
What's waiting for you there? What are you going back to? Are you?
It's been years since I've been back. It'd be almost like moving to a whole new place.
Yeah, with what prospects? They're going to put you back in paperwork or something?
I don't know.
Mitchell is
very upset right now.
Of course. But do you have leave, vacation that you can take to just wind down?
I probably will have some time off, yes. But you're the first person other than Mitchell and the kids that I've told.
And honestly, if they're putting you in with the assembly, are they blaming it on you?
They're not blaming it on me, as far as I can tell. The letters
that I've gotten. I'm not talking about the king. I'm talking about the assembly themselves.
Oh, they probably blame me. They have some, you know, especially since they know that you are my. Well, hold it. This is Ron DM. Do they know that North is Hamowin's offspring?
They've never been presented as such.
If I remember correctly, North even tried to hide it whenever we were all having a meeting.
As far as I know, they don't know. They know that we have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I found some old paperwork that kind of... Apparently they had eyes on Mitchell and thought that you were having an affair with my husband.
Ew, no offense, but ew.
That's what I'm thinking. But
see, if they're blaming you, I'm going to repeat the question again. Is it safe for you to go back?
I can take care of myself. I have friends there who will protect me.
You haven't been there in years, is what you're saying. Are you sure these friends are still friends?
I will send word. And I will keep you appraised of everything, every step that I take over the next few days.
We have that old stone, yes. We are.
Hello, Lapis and Orgoth. And you're there too. This is in the cool flame.
Not bad for getting you kicked out.
You did not get me kicked out. It was the
bitches.
What was Nomi calling them? The Kaka?
The Kaka?
Yeah.
Oh, Cerberus Assembly Ka. Yeah, the Kaka. Yeah.
Have you thought about a career change?
I've thought about it, but according to Jamon,
could use someone with a lot of insight into the empire serve as an advisor,
political advisor. But yeah, no, they wouldn't. Probably not. After
it would look quite bad from their point of view. If one, the empire would think I was a traitor for switching sides, and two,
and then she would be definitely in danger.
And the people who were in charge of Jamon cannot govern the entire city. They are, you know, a well-liked ruler here, but there are others who do governing, and I would be sticking my hands into that little messy little political quagmire.
Maybe you could use the summer house and run like a bed and breakfast, and like people get, you could to reflect your heritage. You could call it the Four Seasons or something. I bet you people would want to come and stay there.
Or maybe use it as an Airbnb.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
AD&D. Oh.
Airbnb.
I hate it.
I heard
those are actually failing.
Well,
they're all natural ones.
When are you?
A week?
I have a week.
A week, but like, where are you going to stay? Zadash, Rexentrum, where?
Probably, I have to return, according to protocol, I have to return to the capital to present a summary of the events that has happened. I probably will not stay in the city unless I know you're coming.
I mean, we're wrapping up on some stuff, and
we can talk later about our future plans. Yeah. You're in my life because, now, and I'm not going to lose you again.
I'm planning on going back soon. I have to make a pit stop in Zadash, but there's also plans with at least I know Lapis has plans. I have no clue about Orgoth's plans now, but.
Said I would help everybody, both of you, and we got to figure out if we can get Willem back.
And yeah, so we're going to head back for sure, but I know I have to stop in Zadash. I don't know after that. Well, I'm going to have to make a little stop in Rexentrum that hopefully is going to be my last one for a while, but.
If you do go back without letting me know, please be careful.
There's things I definitely won't let you know about.
There's things I don't want to know about.
Exactly. So,
just so you know, time-wise, this is kind of morning still, right? Yeah, this is morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Sky comes out and puts some water on the table for all of you.
Mimosas, maybe?
Oh, mimosas? I can. She runs
more,
to the back.
More, a little bit of OJ in the right. Yeah.
And you hear a big pop coming from the kitchen.
Yep. It's going to be neat.
And then second pop, and she brings out like just a pitcher of orange juice and the bottles of champagne. And
thank you.
Lets you mix them yourself.
Yeah, because it's not going to need a stiff one, eh, Mom?
So, I also wanted to let you know that the Cerebus Assembly, the annexes, will be leaving by skyship later today.
Do you want me to get on that skyship?
Oh, please do!
Yeah, I've heard that's really a dangerous way to travel around here.
While you guys drink, I'm going to go quickly go to the library.
Oh, I'll go with you because I feel bad that I've had to book this whole time. And then North and their mom can have, like, you know, more time together.
Sure, if you want.
Yeah, I can.
Unless, you want to come with us?
Well, Mom, you're here for the week, right?
I'm here for the week. That's all. Not all the news I have to let you know all about the Cerebus Assembly, though. Walcott has gone missing.
What a loss.
Oh, no.
He's down there.
He was not on the...
No, he was not.
On the ship leaving with Ravana. That
I'm sure he's going to be down there.
Lapis, was that you?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Well, you were seen falling quite gracefully from on fire almost. from the ship next to the palace.
Oh, yeah. I could have saved myself, but I feel like an explosion along with a large rock being summoned would probably freak the people out a little bit more.
Oh, you can summon a rock?
Yes, I can.
She kind of like notes that for later. You see her kind of eyes go, oh.
Good to know.
Good to know. That goes, she's the kind of person who keeps a list of people who have certain talents that's going to help her in the future.
Yep. Oh, I know.
She says,
So Wolcott is gone.
I don't know where Wolcott is.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
I mean, he was mostly interested in Ravana's stuff, right?
As far as I know. He was.
Did he make you a job offer, Lapis? Like, he wanted you to do some stuff, right?
Yeah, but it was basically the same thing, wanting to do something with the Cerberus Assembly. I think he just wanted a higher position in that.
Like, he hires you and then you have to buy a shit ton of stuff.
Hamoin says, if Ravana gets the new position among the eight, then Wolcott moves into her current position.
It's not advantageous for him to be missing, though.
No.
If he's that close to promotion.
Well, I'm looking into seeing what the Cerberus Assembly, the other members of the Eights, are, what they feel like the current situation, like if they're hot or cold about Ravana now. She may be on the outs with them.
Wouldn't be surprising.
I'm going to head to, in any case, I have lots to think about. So I'm going to head back to the beach house and maybe pack some things. Maybe your idea of keeping the beach house as a vacation home is a good idea.
When you need a break from all of this and yeah.
She takes one of the bottles with her, just picks it up.
Oh yeah, go with that.
Yeah. She goes up to you, kisses you on top of the head.
She gets a big hug.
Yeah. And heads out. And the carriage pulls away.
Okay, well, here's that. Library.
The library.
I'm going to just, like, empty the rest of the champagne bottle in, like, a mug and then top it off with a bit.
It's more of food coloring. It's more food coloring than anything, so, yeah.
And I'm going to just put a lid on it.
They got lids here?
It's my to-go cup.
Today's going to be a rough day. All right. Lapis is going to head out. And
I guess all three of you are going. So, okay.
Absolutely.
You can get it's early in the morning. You're walking on the street and you're looking for the carriage. To come by. There's not as many carriages. This is the day after, right, of the competition?
It's the day after the competition.
It's the night.
Wilvin leaving. Rivals being pissed at Orgoth in particular.
There's a lot.
The airship exploding.
Yeah, a lot happened.
Lapis being kidnapped. Yesterday was a big day.
Yeah. There's not as many people out on the street. It's almost like a hangover day. They made it like a bank holiday or something like that. But you do see a few people kind of walking around, and you see a half-orc kind of walking by, and he seems to be looking up at the signs of the street as you're waiting for the carriage, like the carriage stop. And he looks over at you, North, and Orgoth, and he's... Are you the favorite few? And he looks at North. I saw you fighting. And you see there's like a little badge he's got on his... and it's like basically it's a Hand of Ord symbol, but it's almost like the intern version. It's like like a private. And he looks at you. He's a half-orc. He's like, my name is Sakaar, and I saw you fighting, and that was the most beautiful display of prowess I have ever seen. I heard that the favorite few were staying here at the Cool Flame. I just wanted to let you know that you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And he produces a long stem rose and hands it to you.
Wow. I don't know what to say. Thank you very much.
It would be my honor if I could train under you. Perhaps we can, at the Bowl of Judgment.
Don't do that.
You don't?
This was a one-time thing. It was part of the team effort. It was not. I'm not. I don't.
I must be mistaken. I heard differently.
That's something I.
I heard that you're going to be training there.
I'm not. Who said that?
Just some people back at the gym, outside of the.
Maybe handle. They were trying to sell more memberships.
This is the Hand of Ord, gym. It's private. It's where we're training, and we do some training inside the bowl. But I'm sorry. I did not mean to. Are you upset? I'm sorry.
I'm not upset. I'm not upset. I
don't mean to intrude. No, you're.
I appreciate the thought.
Are you sure?
Certainly.
Please. Yes. Maybe sometime I can take you out for a drink then.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I train at the bowl, you know, with the Hand of Ord. Orgoth Skull Crusher.
And Orgoth puts his hand out to...
He like awkwardly takes it and shakes your hand. And he's like, oh, you're Orgoth then.
Yes. Yes. I am at the bowl training quite a bit with Morgan. And the hand, so
Orgoth, make an insight check. You there,
huh?
Make him an insight check, Orgoth. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bill doesn't need it, but Orgoth will roll it. there's a 2 for a maths 3. this guy just must be intimidated by the by me.
He seems very impressed. He seems very kind of like in awe of you almost. North, you kind of pick up that he's a little awkward around Orgoth.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Sekkuar.
I don't know how to write it, but I'm going to do it in my notes anyways.
Give me a second, and I will. I have to pull up the chat window. Give me a second. It's got an apostrophe in it.
Oh, I put an H somewhere, but there's an apostrophe now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I was almost there. I just need to change.
Oh, I was close too. Oh.
S-E-K apostrophe K-U-A-R. be seeing you soon, hopefully.
You free tonight?
I am free tonight.
Well, let's do that tonight then.
That sounds great. He does a little like military bow and says, be seeing you soon. Where can I pick you up? Here?
Here.
He nods.
Just something on the down low. Not anything fancy. I'm not...
Of course. You know, champion's choice. And he waves and walks away.
Someone's got themselves a date.
Well, free food and drink. That's what I got.
Do it up.
I don't know why he'd want me to pick where you guys eat, but that's a little weird.
I mean, that's we as champions,
team champions. Oh, I got it. Oh, sorry. That was a little
tournament. Right.
No, of course. Yeah, the favorite view again. Victors as a team, yes. Champions. See, from Jigao all the way here to Ankarel, like nothing can stop us.
The carriage pulls up, and there is a elf on the saddle in the front. There's two large horses, and he's like, "Where are you headed?"
Oh God, what's the name of the place? Jesus, my notes.
At the Omnival Library, is that where you're going?
Yeah, Omnival Library. I don't remember which place, which district it is, but
it's in the Sigil District. Yes.
Yeah.
With Bookkeeper Keim.
Okay. Hop on board. And you get into the carriage. The trip is pretty quick, because you're basically right there. About 15 minutes. And there's nobody in the street. You get there, and the library is just kind of like a nice, open, wide... You walk in, and there's just like a wide open area with books and a big oval around. There's like a few separate rooms, and there's a 2-3 floors. And the students are here. There's like maybe like 7 or 8 students. And you see Bookkeeper Keim, who he's an orc as well, I believe. And
yes,
he sees Lapis come in. Hey, Lapis, please. Oh, the favorite few. Looks over at Orgoth and kind of like nods, but goes like definitely talking directly to North and Lapis. So, please, how can I help you? Welcome to the library.
Thanks. I've come to return the book. Because I remember you saying that you wanted it back.
Oh, yes, that book, I believe.
Yeah, especially since the Cerberus Assembly is all gone and everything. And
well,
she takes out...
Please follow me. We can do 2 things at once. Please follow
me. All right.
And he takes you upstairs to a side room where there's more kind of like older books. And there's like a table with several books. And you see scrolls that are kind of rolled up and like on, and one of them is open. It's like a big map of Ankarel, but the surrounding desert around it too. And he says, so first things first, the book?
Yes. She takes out both of the books,
mm-hmm.
puts the one of the Empire history on top of the other and hands them both.
Okay, he takes them. And he goes to, there's a counter. And he goes behind the counter, and you see him lower down. And you hear like a click, clock, click, 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 clock, click, 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 something clunking as tumblers rolling into place. And he opens it, puts it in. And
poses.
Dump, yep. And he steps back up. So those are nice and secure now. Whew. I was a bit worried there for a second, but I'm glad we had you taking care of it.
Yeah, like I said, it would make absolutely no sense for the Cerberus Assembly to come in and try to re-envision history.
Of course, the victors may rewrite history, but it is our job to make sure that the truth is known. Librarians.
Victors?
I'm sorry?
Here? Cerberus Assembly victors?
Well, if they have their hands on the books, they can change what is written.
Embellish their victories.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yeah, sure.
But it is... That which I must warn you about. Yesterday, about midday, I was wanting to go to the to the team competition, and I was unable to. I had to file some books away. But as I was here, no one else was here. This man wearing the Ceres assembly robes with long, stringy red hair came in.
There he is.
And
did he perchance peruse these maps?
Yes. He asked for, and he points to some books. He was asking for history on the protector dragon of Onkarel, Devosa.
Any particular reason? Did he give like a, like, he did not, I just love dragons.
He did not tell me, but I was perusing. I left it exactly the way that he left it. He seemed to be in quite a hurry. But he was, he points to, there's like this map that he has rolled out. It has like all these like very like, almost like dune, like major dunes and rock formations. It's a very detailed map of the desert outside of Onkarel. And if I didn't know any better, I thought that he might be trying to find Devosa's lair.
What for, though?
I don't know. But I mean,
he's always had some fuck-ass ideas.
And with the news of the Ceres Assembly being kicked out of the city, I thought this might be something that you should be made aware of.
Well, that is a noted.
I don't believe that. If you look through the books, if everybody make kind of, if you want to, you want to take some time looking through what's there, or
yeah, I'm gonna look at some of the maps.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Same time.
Make books, both maps, of you make whatever. Investigation rolls.
Is this like his? The private back room.
It's sort of like a private
library.
It's more like a private area of the library where maybe like rare books. It's a room with a door off the main open right. atrium area. So there is like a door. He did have a lock, like a door, okay. like a key that he unlocked the door to get into, but he let you in. There are tables here, so it's not like.
It's not restricted.
It's not restricted, but it is kind of rare.
It's a natural two for a nine because I'm still rolling a disadvantage from my exhaustion level.
At least it's not a one. It's
17.
You can kind of see because some of the books on the history were still open. Like these are all the books seem to be descriptions of when these people attacked Onkarel, the dragon appeared from the north. Like flew from the desert from the north, and you actually see a notepad with impressions, maybe pencil impressions on it.
Oh, gonna grab just like if we have a charcoal or something, just like
pencils.
Do a little rub, and like on the surface. Mm-hmm.
And there is a kind of a star-shaped rock kind of like formation that he's drawn onto it with a big arrow that he's drawn pointing to the rock.
Is there something similar to that on the map?
With the 17 that Lapis rolled, you can find it. It's to the north of the city, probably a good 3 days journey by foot.
Do you know when he left? Sometime yesterday or today or what?
This was this morning, and he was only here for maybe a couple of hours while the tournament was going on. And
so he's got one day on us.
And this is assuming he's on foot. I don't know if he's rented a horse or a camel or something. But I think we could beat him too. And she picks up the paper. Puts it next to the map and points at the map of where the little star would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a date tonight. Can we just, like, maybe charter like a skyship or something that could go fast.
I've heard those are really dangerous to travel in, though. I don't know if I want to go on a skyship.
I like to live my life like I only have...
I mean,
you know what?
I can summon a rock.
Here for a long time and a good time. Good time and a long time. I don't know anymore. I'm having a long time that is not good, but I'm trying to switch it back into good time, not long time.
Well, like I said, I could summon a rock. It's rather large.
Very good.
I mean, are we going someplace we wouldn't want someone who owns a skyship to know where we're going? Like, or... I mean, I'm willing to risk it. I'm brave and everything. I don't care. I'll go on a skyship with Lapis. Can't be any more dangerous than, you know, anything else we've done. Okay, maybe it can. But I'll do it anyway.
Lapis might be our good luck charm, but the bad luck charm of the Cerberus Assembly?
I believe that.
I'm sure nothing will happen on a skyship, but the rock might be less people involved situation.
Yeah, with a skyship, you have to have like a whole crew to help us out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it takes time to get one ready to fly. It's not like you can just like go and like hop on one and it just leaves.
Now, see, I have this thing tonight that they just organized, but if we go right now and catch up on him on a rock, do you think we could be back on time? Mm.
Possibly.
Because, see, I don't want to pull... I'm going to look at Orgoth like what he did with question once back in the day. I don't want to pull a... Yeah, I don't want to do that, so...
Orgoth's oblivious to that. I rolled a 5. He doesn't know what he needs to say.
I mean,
Bill, I sent you a message.
Well, we can do it now or we can do it later. And he would still be... He would be ahead of us even further.
Yeah. How fast? Let's just go. Let's just go.
Unless we have anybody else has business here.
I just want to be back by dinner. If it's doable on the rock, do you think it's doable on the rock, Papas?
Oh, we can see. He only has a day ahead of us. And if he's on foot, then good.
Yeah.
Bookkeeper Kai.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that is, Ron.
In the Zoom chat.
Oh, no.
You didn't get it?
I got nothing.
Oh, that's awful. Okay, let me send it to you in because you sent me a message and I sent one back.
I did.
Yeah. Give me 2 seconds.
We're friends.
As I
see, I could leave a message with Sky in case we don't come back in time.
You could.
Yeah. I could do that.
Okay.
Special favor if you business. I'm sure he'll understand.
All right.
Bookkeeper Kaim, is there anything that I can... I sent you a Discord message, Bill. Bookkeeper Kaim says, is there anything that else I can help you with? He did leave in quite a hurry.
No, we'll be fine.
I think we're good. If he's in quite a hurry, he didn't have time to gather much stuff, right?
Probably not.
And you have to rest at some point. It's still early. I think I can drop a message at the Cool Flame and then we can all skedaddle.
Get a carriage near one of the entrances of the city and then fly off from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna DM you the message I leave at the Cool Flame.
Got it. Okay. Bill, you head out onto the street. Give me a second. I'm going through all the list of things that could possibly happen today. And North, you get a message from your mother.
Already? Okay, hi.
Just got to the beach house. Just got to the beach house.
It's five.
Nomi is missing. I can't find her. She was crying and hysterical. I don't know.
All right, she might be at the Cool Flame if she's looking for me or something. She might be at the Cool Flame. We got a kid missing.
Who's missing?
My little stepsister.
So, okay. Can we figure out where she is? Does anyone know Scry?
I don't.
Do we know anyone who can Scry?
If I'm going to the Cold Flame to leave a message, as soon as we're like within 120 feet of the building, I'm gonna send a message cantrip to see if Nomi's if I can pinpoint her.
Okay. I'm not gonna look it up, but I think you have to be able to see, or is it somebody within range? Okay.
It's somebody within range.
No response.
Okay, she's not there. Fuck. It's not letting me cast it! Jesus!
What are the rest of you doing? So you're heading back to the Cool Flame to gather your things? Is that what's happening? Okay. As you get back, Spike is at the bar, and Spike says, North, these are for you, and there's like three pots of roses, and there's like three different notes.
Okay, thank you.
Also, I have a, from the Hand of Ord, the winner's ceremony for the house is going to be on the steps of the new establishment that you won. They're going to be in the River District, and the award ceremony is tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, tomorrow. Tomorrow's good. Spike, did you see... I'm going to give the description of Nomi, so like short, like with hair and all that.
Yes, she came in for a moment, looked around, and just ran back out. There was somebody looked like it was following her, though.
Who?
Looked like a young woman. Looked like... She had like this, give me a second. I have to look up the description real quick. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. So we should find Nomi, right? I mean, we'll find out how long ago she was in here, but that seems pretty important.
We can find an adult man in the desert. No problem. That's not going to be an issue. But finding a kid in a city? Oh my god. I can't.
North, it'll be okay. We'll find her.
Spike says, it's a human woman with sun-kissed skin. She had long brown hair. Tall and fit, but not bulky. Seemed really serious. She was wearing a cloak.
Does that ring any bell?
You met Tatters. Did you meet Tatters? Lapis, you recognize it as Tatters.
Wasn't she around when we had that, like, that whole, thing with the carriage that exploded?
Oh, yeah, no. Orgoth would know, because Orgoth, I think, was the only one that stayed.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think me and you bamped out of there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wait, hey, that sounds like the lady that was on the carriage. Remember when the carriage blew up and You two chickened out. I mean, left, like, bailed out.
I'm sorry, I'm calling like that a strategic retreat. Fuck off.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's fine. Yeah, that sounds like the description of that woman. So maybe she was involved in the bombing of the carriage. Oh, wait, no, that we know that was a fireball, though. But that's who it sounds like.
That's
how long ago, Spike?
Who's that?
It was actually just a couple of hours ago.
She could have been taken to a secondary location.
Is everything okay?
That's family matter.
Oh, I was out back smoking, so I didn't catch what happened. I've just got here, so I feel like things are. Is there anything I can do to help?
Do you know the scrying spell?
I do not cast spells. I'm a dwarf, so
that doesn't mean anything.
I can't cast spells. My family just never spellcasters.
Okay. Well, here's a message. If there's a Sikwar who shows up for me tonight, if I'm not here, here's a message for him. I'm going to try to find Nomi. Holy shit. All
right. Well, staying in here won't help. Let's go out.
Yeah.
And as we go out, any hand of ore that they pass by, Lapis will ask, yeah. You know the scrying spell?
There might be some spellcasters at the palace. And you can always go to the university. They have spellcasters there.
Yeah, maybe Prolix knows it. He knows a lot of magic. He knows us forever.
Yes, we could absolutely could send to Nomi to know where she is.
All right.
Yeah, we know he can send. Like, he's done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and so I think we're all going to head to the university to find Prolix.
Okay.
If we get a carriage, I'm going to ask him to Need for Speed it, to Fast and Furious it.
They just hold back your hand.
Hope I find Vin Diesel in there.
They hold back a hand to get a little, additional fee.
He understands family matters.
Yeah. And
that's right. We're looking for Din Diesel, was that guy who drove us, was our Too Fast, Too Furious family driver.
Gets to the university very quickly with the added incentive of a little bit of extra cash.
Oh, absolutely. Cha-ching.
Yeah. And gets there, and you get up to Prolix's office, and he's sitting there writing. He actually has a rudium short sword on the table.
Kicking the door in. Products!
Ah! What?
Do you know the scrying spell?
A scrying? I can. I have a scroll right here. I don't know if I can cast it right now, but I can use the scroll.
Hand it to me.
Hands the scroll to you.
All right, and I'm going to use it and look for Nomi.
Okay. You see, okay, you've met Nomi, right? Like, you've actually met Nomi in person.
She was at the meeting with the service assembly and with Jamil and all that.
The dinner. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Here, let me look up. So you're trying to, cause this, the save will be different.
It's a wisdom save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
What's the wisdom say for a child?
Right, exactly. And you've met the target. Save modifier. Okay. Do you know that, do you have any possessions of Nomi? Like, Lapis, you would know that the spell would work better if North had, some sort of possession.
Oh my god, didn't she give me something at some point? I don't remember. I remember I gave her something, but didn't she give me something?
She gave you a dagger or something? Is it one of your, 17 daggers from her, maybe?
I think North gave her a dagger.
I gave her some luck picks, for sure.
It's a beautiful family gift.
I know North gave her a dagger and being like, here, just keep it away from Mom.
It was luck picks? Holy shit, these notes go back so far. I don't remember if she gave me anything.
I don't think she had.
Okay.
No, I know that I gave her things, but I don't think that she
did. Okay. I'm going to roll the save. Okay.
Please know me, baby.
Know me. A 7. Okay. Lapis.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, your eyes go dark, and suddenly your senses are in a dark room, and suddenly, like, the light kind of like blooms a little bit. You're inside a room that looks like to be a restaurant, and there's a little bar.
A restaurant with the bar could be anything.
Yeah, you can see out, and you can see a few streets out. You see Nomi about 10 feet away. And next to her there's like a glass in front of Nomi that's half drunk with like some sort of like iced crushed ice with fruit in it with a straw stuck into it. And Tatters just has like a glass of water in front of her. And Tatters is sitting next. And they seem to be having this conversation. And Nomi is like, I can't believe they would do that to my mother. I'm going to get them back. I have to get them back.
But where are they? Where are they?
And okay, I'd like you to make an investigation roll based on if you recognize this place. It's some sort of restaurant. It's not like a tavern. It looks to be more upscale.
They just said they had a bar.
They have a bar, but it's like, you know, like restaurants have bars. Like, oh, Charlie's has a bar.
I don't know what a Charlie is. You said investigation?
Investigation, yeah. Because you're kind of like looking at landmarks through the window.
That is a 12.
A 12. You think that it is in the Suncut Bazaar.
It's less of a bar and it's got more like a lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a nice exactly. Seated area.
All right, so it's in an it might be in an upscale place at the Suncut Bazaar.
Mm-hmm. The sensor will travel with her if she moves, but right now, really all you can see is just this bar.
Can I look around at all, or am I just focused specifically?
You can look around. You can actually like turn the sensor to
look if there's a menu. There's the name of the restaurant on the menu.
I'll do that.
Okay. The barkeeper comes over and says, can I get you two any more? Anything? It's like, no, I'm just like, this is my friend here, Nomi. She said, Nomi's like, that's not my name. I told you that's not my name. I am Alicia. And Tatters is like, I'm sure it is. So we're fine right now. Maybe, and Nomi is like, can we have some food? I'm kind of hungry. And she grabs a menu. And the menu is let's see. Is there a tavern? Give me a second.
See if there's a bunch of cheese on that menu, because I know exactly where that fucking is.
Well, I can't open a menu, Orgoth. I can only see.
I don't know how it works.
It is a bar tavern called the
Spread. It is the bar.
It is a bar called the Spread Eagle.
Why would she take a kid there? Are there dancers on the table?
No, there's not. There's not.
Is this a bar? Is this a nice restaurant?
It's a nice restaurant. It's a nice restaurant.
It's got a whorehouse.
It's not a whorehouse. It has a cartoon eagle who's been pinned to the wall by arrows.
Classy.
So she's apparently at a place called the Spread Eagle.
That's not a place for kids.
Regardless, it's somewhere. Suncut Bazaar, maybe.
I'm already out the door. I'm already out the door.
Yeah, my disreputable brother goes there sometimes. It's like it's one of those restaurants where they have the girls who look pretty, but they say it's a family restaurant.
Oh, it's a Hooters.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, but that would be like an owl place, though,
right?
Oh, yes, yes. It's a,
this is like the screechers or screechers. Something weird.
All right, North is out the door.
Come.
Yeah, North left the moment I said the spread eagle.
Okay, you head on over there. The spell lasts for how long?
10 minutes.
I think it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
If she's hungry and ordering food, it's going to take a bit. So, Normally a ride in the carriage costs 2 silver. I'm going to slap 2 gold.
Okay.
As fast as you can.
Okay. And you all get to the carriage, and the carriage is like going around corners with the wheels up. The horses are like, like slobbering, like saliva dripping because they're so hot. And they get to the spread eagle. The spell runs out. You just hear Nomi and Tatters. Tatters seems to be like trying to get information, but Nomi has like caught on something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And it basically seems to be stalling for time.
Okay. All right.
You get to the spread eagle.
Yep.
Pull it. Pulling up. What do you do?
Get out. Okay. As soon as like I'm in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see Nomi?
You don't see Nomi, you don't see Tatters. But the second you appear, Nomi just kind of like appears from the shadows. Like she was like definitely like hiding really, really well. And comes out and just comes over and runs to you and wraps her arms around you.
Okay, I'm going to give her the tightest fucking hug I can.
Who is that person?
I'm going to look around, see if I can find this bitch.
Okay. What are the rest
of before we go in, I would have said like, all right, I'm gonna go around the back in case they try to get out the back.
Okay, you're gonna run back?
Yeah.
Make a
second. I figure check. If North and Lapis roll in, whoever this person is might just fucking try to hightail it. So
yeah.
I'm actually going to step up to the rooftop.
Okay.
Knowing who this person is.
Okay. You see Tatters up there.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. So, what's up with the whole child kidnapping situation here?
I was trying to take advantage of a situation. And realized that the ambassador's daughter was just running around in the street crying, and I thought I'd be a friend.
Oh, is that what you really thought?
The war has not been going well.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, if you'd have joined us, like I asked, you know, things would have gone in the... She says, so your friend, the Eladrin, I don't even know if she knows North's name, probably not. Your friend, the Eladrin, she seemed very upset. Is she related to the child?
You can go down there and ask yourself.
Oh, I don't plan on doing that. I think she'd stick one of those many, many blades she has on her person and into my body. And we're not going to go that far right just yet.
No, not. Of course not.
Morgoth, make a reception check.
Lapis is going to walk closer to her.
Okay. Tatters is kind of on edge. Orgoth, what did you roll? You're muted.
You're muted.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was rolling for something. What am I rolling?
A perception.
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. North, what are you? Let's go back to you, North. What are you doing with Nomi?
I think I would use my sending stone to tell my mom that I found her.
Okay.
First of all,
I don't want to go back. I want to be with you.
No, Nomi, that's. I'm going back to the Empire as well at some point, so we're going to see each other again.
But you have to train me.
When I'm back, whenever. I have stuff to finish here. It's not safe. It's not safe staying with me. But, and I can't train you if you're not safe.
And I can't keep my mom safe if you don't train me.
I know. But you can... You've been doing good. You're here and the other person's not.
She was kind of dumb.
I'm sure she was. What happened?
I came out of the coal flame. And I was running, trying to find out where you went. And I found somebody who said you got into all of you got into a carriage. And this woman came up to me and said that she knew where you all went. And I was talking with her and we went and I got somewhere public. I got somewhere public and.
Stranger danger.
I know. That's why I got somewhere public. It was the closest place. I would never go there. Mom would kill me if I went into an owlbear, big eyes kind of place.
Oh yeah, the screechers. Yeah. Then let's not go there. But Nomi, there's people who will protect Mom, but what you can do is. Protect her in a different way. You know, she also needs to be... Right now, what she needs you to be is to be a kid. Because she needs to be protected from these big emotions. It's a big turmoil for her, right? She needs some semblance of normalcy. And I'm sure that you can bring that to her instead. You can help her by taking care of your little brother and just, you know, doing what you do best.
Okay.
Getting in trouble, but not too badly.
Make a persuasion roll. And I want you to make this an advantage so it takes away the disadvantage.
Oh, thank good. I'm scared of all that. I'm going to use my inspiration. It's going to neutralize itself.
Because you're at advantage right now, because it takes away the disadvantage. So if you add the inspiration.
Yeah, so I'm. It's not. Well, yeah, but they don't add up, I think.
I'm the DM. I say they add up.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to use my inspiration. I'm just like, rules as written, they don't add up. But yeah. Okay, that's a.
Where's it's like counterspell back and forth.
Yeah. That's a 19.
Okay. Nomi, you see a tear kind of come out. It's like, how am I going to keep you safe, too?
I got friends that will keep me safe.
Okay. I'll start by protecting my brother.
Mom has a sending stone that is paired with mine. So you can ask her if you want to talk to her.
Where did she keep it?
It's I need to be able to reach out to her, Nomi. But if you want to talk to me, you can ask her. Okay.
Okay. And she gives you a big hug. Up on the roof, Lapis.
I'm gonna use my sending stone to the group to go child secure. I repeat, child secure.
Okay. This is happening about the same time, so Lapis, before that happens. Lapis, okay. What do you do?
I'm going to, because I'm seeing how she looks nervous now.
Yeah.
Lapis is going to put one of her claw, like her index clawed finger, up on her chin and just goes, you really just need to stop trying to mess with the people that surround me. That's all I need you to do right now.
And all I need you to do is join us.
And you know what I say to that? And I need her to do a dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let's go.
8 plus 4, 12?
That misses, and I hit her with the disintegration spell.
Oh, shit!
Okay.
Bill had to, okay, no, for the people on the podcast, Bill had to get up and just take a
did,
walk.
We did level up last time. We did level Ooh. Up.
Note to self, do not piss off Lapis.
Holy shit!
Let me look up the spell. Disintegration. Because she has to...
Meanwhile, Orgoth is in the alley. All right, if they come out that door, I'm going to show them.
Okay. Oh, this is a range spell, too. You didn't have to get close to her.
I wanted to do the whole finger thing.
Yeah. She fails the dex save. Your hand just turns green for a moment, and her skin turns ashen. I'd like you to roll the damage.
And it is 10d6. Sorry.
Yep. 10d6 plus 40. Yeah.
Jesus.
All right.
Ooh. That could end me. That doesn't even need to be max damage, and that could end me.
Okay, hey, I feel better. She can't one-shot me.
All right, thanks.
Dear Lord.
All right. That is...
Girly Pop, you're... Ooh, you've barked up the wrong freaking tree. The tree got angry.
The tree got angry.
Oh my God.
Oof. All right. And then plus 40... that is okay. That's a 6. Sorry, one of my things. It looks like a 1, but it's actually like a little symbol, and I'm just like, that's another 1. But no,
nope. Okay.
All right. So that is 40. That is 60. Yeah, 67.
She had 65.
Oh, she.
This is what happens. Suddenly, the green just envelops her face and goes ashen, and she looks at you. Who are you? And just
don't
like,
fucking phoom. Mess with me, bitch.
And and just turns to ash. Her belongings just fall. Actually, her clothing is wearing and is carrying. Is destroyed. A rhodium dagger falls to the ground, and also there's a bag that
she was holding on to.
Holding on to that survives as well.
I carefully pick up the blade and I wrap it in does she have any clothing left that it was okay that
all,
did not
yeah all wearing and carrying actually she a ring would be there too because she would have a ring of protection. She had a ring of protection too, so yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take that ring of protection and going to carefully grab the cloak of protection and wrap it around the sword so I don't have to touch it.
Okay.
Put that in my bag and grab her little baggie and just casually go off to the edge and go down.
Okay.
The little.
While this is happening, Orgoth yeah, ring of protection really helped against the nuke, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just like, there's this little wind comes by and he's like, some dust, like,
ew, that's person dust.
The same it's time like that someone happens.
Someone emptied out grandpa's ashes on top of you, geez.
At the same time that happens, a man who is invisible appears behind Orgoth and tries to shove a short sword into your back. They rolled a 19 to hit you.
Okay. Well, I have an 18 armor class, so yes, that'll do it.
Okay. That is... Okay. You take... With a sneak attack. Let me... Where's my eight-siders?
A boatload of damage.
Yeah, damage, damage, damage.
Sneak attack? That's D6s.
D6s, thank you. What's your sneak attack currently? Is it like 5D6?
It's 4D6. Because okay. I am at level 8 rogue, 1 fighter to warlock.
Got it, got
but
it.
If I was... Yeah.
Okay. You take 8 points of damage... You take 13 from the sneak attack, and I'd like you to make a poison saving throw. So constitution.
Wait, I need to check one thing very fast.
Yeah.
I would have survived my disintegration spell by 2 HP.
Nice. check something real quick. Okay, not that. Sorry, I'm just seeing if I have a poison resistance because I don't remember based off of my Kiss of the Spider Queen. I don't. Okay, great. Okay. So Constitution?
Yes.
Get it. Constitution saving throw. that's an 18.
18. You make it. You only take... Let's see, you are not poisoned. You do not go unconscious because it was designed to be a knockout. And you don't take any damage from it because that was specifically for that kind of poison. And okay. The man just kind of like takes the dagger out and you see the dagger's dripping with your blood and has like as a rhodium crystal, like sharp, like pieces of red rhodium sticking out of it.
Mm.
I'd like you to make, actually, because it's a rhodium dagger, make a charisma saving throw.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Netchy 20.
Okay, you're not. You don't take another. You do not take a level of exhaustion. Okay.
And meanwhile, that's happening. We just hear in our ears, child secure.
And he kind of backs up. And his eyes get wide. Because it obviously did not do hardly any damage to you.
No, this just turned very, very bad for this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Shall we roll initiative?
Sure.
Yeah. Am I even aware of what's going on?
No one has told you, and it's in the back alley. Lapis, go ahead and roll because you might... You know that Orgoth will go around to the back, so...
16 for me.
He got an 18, actually.
In case I get into initiative, I got a 22.
Okay.
21.
21. Okay. 21 Lapis. The Thief Rogue got a 18. Orgoth, you got a what?
16.
16. And North, you got a what?
22.
22. North. Lapis. Thief. Okay. North, what are you doing?
I'm just taking care of Nomi. I'm not aware.
Okay. Lapis.
After hearing that the child has been secure, she's going... I guess it depends on what part she's jumping off of, mm-hmm. but I'm sure she heard it before she probably jumped off.
Well, you know that Orgoth went to the back alleyway, and this building is kind of open where you could walk over to that side of the roof.
And yeah, that's what I was thinking of doing, just being like, she got the kid.
Yeah.
So she probably is going to head over to the other side.
Okay.
See the man there and mm-hmm. just goes, do you want to deal with him yourself, Orgoth? Or
Yeah, I got it.
And she gives a thumbs up and she heads off to the other side.
Using a dash action. Okay. Orgoth, he runs.
Okay.
Does a dash. Okay. And he does a... uses what's the ability? I can't remember offhand. That I guess
disengage to leave.
Well, disengage to leave,
and then because otherwise, bonus. I think Orgoth would just like if he's within melee, he would get pummeled. Right?
He gets he gets the bonus action. Uses the bonus action to give him an extra move, and so he's currently 60 feet away.
Okay. Well then. Why don't we?
And he goes further down the alleyway. He doesn't go out into the main street. It's like he's like pulling, like trying to pull like trash cans down behind him.
Right. So parkour. I'm going to take. I'll move for 30 feet.
Okay.
I'm going to then extend my hand and call upon the power of my friendship. Armor and cast web.
Okay.
So he can make a dex saving throw.
That is a 15.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it is for the armor, but it's tier 2. So you tell me. Like you've never given me the spell DC.
Oh yeah, so I need to do that. But it's a DC. I think it's a DC 16.
Okay. Yeah, because it's tier two at this point. Yeah. Okay. And then so I'm 30 feet away and he's webbed.
Mm-hmm.
And with my bonus action, can I dash with my bonus action?
Nope.
No, that's a rogue ability.
Oh, right. That's move and an action. So I moved, did my action, and my bonus action, I'm going to go, this just turned into a really bad day for you. And I'll rage.
He's like, you hear, Lapis, you hear him. Like, Tatters, you said you had my back. You said you had my back.
She's dead.
Oh.
She's currently preoccupied being dead.
North.
She doesn't exist anymore.
Lapis, I'm sorry. I can't take your call. I'm dead.
Have I heard any of that now?
No, because it's kind of loud inside.
I'm inside. Yeah.
There's girls. Actually, you're there, and this girl who she's a drow, and she's actually a waitress there, and she's got the low cut, like big giant boobs.
Badongas.
And she comes up and she's like, "Hi, my name's Jezebel. I saw you competing at the Bowl of Judgment. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Nomi, have you had anything to eat yet?
No, I didn't trust anything that I wanted to wait until you got here before I ate.
Okay, do you want anything?
I would love something to eat, yes.
Yeah, sure.
What can I get you? Yeah.
Well, let's check the menu. Thank you.
She hands the menu and there's a little address on a piece of paper.
And little... She gave you her address?
Yeah, I'm going to show up at night like, what's up, baby girl? Crawl into the window.
Oh, it's should ask her on a date. Make it be like a triple date. It's you.
I didn't ask for it. Like, I have to ask for consent for that first.
She says, Jezebel says, I'm a really well-known seamstress in the area. So if you're ever looking for, I made all the costumes here for the restaurant. Can you see how well
these seams are, they're
so if you're ever in need of anything that you're going to fight in, as champion, then.
I mean, we could always talk about this.
I think we should talk about it. But here, you're with company. You're with family.
Yeah, so. I'm with family.
Yeah. Lapis, what are you doing?
She's going to Misty step down.
Okay.
And she's going to open up the pouch to see what's in there.
What is the? Oh God, what's the bag? I'm trying to think of the It's the bag with the beans, bag of beans. You throw the beans.
Bag of beans. I think it's just called bag of beans, isn't it?
Yeah, it is just called bag of beans.
Yeah, bag of beans.
Bag of beans.
Yeah.
All right. How many beans are in this bag?
There are. Oh, I'm having to roll four ciders here.
Look out now.
Getting dangerous up in here. Four, three, two. That's nine.
Ooh.
Okay. So it was a rhodium dagger, a bag of beans, and a ring of protection. Okay. It is the thieves' turn. He was going to make a sees Orgoth coming. His eyes is big. Just a skinny human man. He looks very small. And that is a 7 plus 2. 9 to try to break out of the web, and he cannot. Orgoth, he knows what's coming. What are you going to do?
He does. I will... how far is he from me? 30 feet?
30 feet, yeah.
All right, well... I can't do a skull crusher because it's too far. But I'll run up to him. Or actually, I'll just cover the 30 feet quickly. I don't run. I walk with purpose. and walk up. I will. And he's restrained, right?
Yeah.
He counts as restrained.
He is restrained, yes.
So that's gonna give me. Does that give me a natural bonus to hit? Good lord.
A restrained, I think. He just can't move. I think restrained means his move is zero. That's it.
Right. It's not as
good. Attack rolls against a creature have an advantage. You have an advantage on attack.
I'm advantage to hit him.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Then Orgoth's gonna lean in and basically just say like
it's probably time to go join your master.
What? And he just like starts with an elbow
okay.
over his head.
Okay. This rogue has 53 hit points.
Okay. Well, that's a 16 to hit.
Okay, that hits. That
hits. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we do 1d8. For that. Now, because we leveled, I get to add, and I am a zealot now.
Okay.
I get to add 1d6 plus 1 of necrotic damage.
Oh, God.
As I'm raging.
Oh, God.
I'm also going to, what the hell, I'll spend. Gotta get Lofton on it. I'll use one of my Touch of the Spider Queens for that. Uh-huh. And let's see. That's going to be, that's a pretty good roll. let's see, unarmed, 1d8 plus 5. So 10, this is all over the place. 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
6 necrotic damage.
Okay, 16.
And 7 poison.
23, okay.
Okay. And then for my second attack, does he have a weapon? Drawn?
He has a rhodium short sword.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then on the hit, I will also then try to disarm him. So he needs to make a DC 16 strength saving throw.
Okay, that rolls a natural one.
Do you get one more D8 from that?
I do. So that's another 7 bludgeoning.
Okay, up to 30.
And I'll take that off
The sword actually like falls and lands in the web.
Okay, sweet. Then for my second attack, also an advantage. That's a 27 to hit.
I think that hits, yeah.
Okay, yeah, me too. And we'll do the same thing. He's already disarmed, so I can't do that. I can't get the extra 8. Gosh darn. and I will do another 13 bludgeoning,
mm-hmm.
4 necrotic, and 7 poison.
17, 21.
Wait, that's another 24.
And that is enough to kill him. How would you like to defeat him?
Oh, basically Orgoth just like does the elbow like that and then that like drive down that knocks the sword out of his hand. And then he does this big backspin. So the last one is just his mm-hmm. backhand, his fist coming across the guy's face, and he just basically removes the guy's jaw. And then he just
okay
flies off in a horrific, gory
amount. I just want to say that this guy had like what, 53?
53, yeah.
That's one round.
I didn't even have to action surge. Yeah. Yeah, and then he basically Orgoth will reach down and pick up the short sword because you can't leave that here.
Right, it's actually in the webbing right now. You just pull it out.
That's okay.
We're out of combat.
I'll drop the web because it's concentration.
Okay.
So, and pick it up, and Orgoth will take his cloak off and wrap it in the cloak.
Okay.
Just so it's not exposed. And then he'll walk back to the bar, and he'll reach down to his sending stone, and he's like,
"Yeah, everything's taken care of in the back."
You just leave him in the web?
Well, like, I drop the web because it's concentration.
Oh, so, like, his body just collapses to the ground.
Yeah, the body just collapses.
Yeah.
Lapis is going to go into the restaurant
okay.
and sit down across from North and Nomi.
Just got a plate of nachos. Just
yeah. There's like, a big plate of, like, cheese-covered everything. Fried cheese. Nomi's here.
Yeah.
Hi, Aunt Lapis.
We can like we can stay here for long because we have a bad guy to catch. So
can I help? What did she call me?
Aunt Lapis.
Don't.
I'm not. She's shy.
Oh. Okay. What can I call you? Miss Prismawing.
Lapis is fine.
Okay.
First name basis, eh?
I'm not all about the whole. Miss something. Oh, also, I took care of Tatters. The woman who took Nomi. Oh, yeah.
What'd you do to
She's
her?
Ashes now.
Ashes kind of pokes up. Like, huh?
You turned her into a fox.
Oh, no. She literally disintegrated right before my eyes. Speaking of, do you want a bag of beans?
Sure. I'll take the bag of beans.
Gives North the bag of beans.
Okay, thank you.
Careful, they kind of explode.
Nice.
Oh, actually, I forgot. Orgoth would have put the sword in the hole. I forgot.
Okay. And
I forgot about my own hole.
Yeah.
Orgoth's hole.
Orgoth, make a perception check as you come hole. Back to the...
Alrighty. Oh, hey, that's pretty good. 21.
Oh.
I mean, I rolled really, really bad the other two times. I rolled, you know, reasonable this time.
As you come back out of the alleyway, you see it's a few more people out and about here, but you see across the way in the little park, this is down the street, maybe about 100 yards away, but you see the... a woman with a large hat and a sword on each hip kind of looking at you.
Does she look familiar at this point? I haven't paid a ton of attention.
You've never looked at her face. You did look up once.
No, I looked up at the, like when she was leaving.
Right.
And caught like,
side.
I haven't. Yeah.
I remember you saw a woman who kind of looked like wearing a hat, and then when you thought it was Kush, it was like another person completely.
Yeah.
Right.
This
but
is
then
a
at the when
this
I
is a much
when,
more
yeah, when
hat,
I was
so.
When I was well, you know what I'll do is I'm not sure I'll look at her boots. Because that is definitely the thing that I saw.
It's this the woman Bowl that you saw that talked to you in the Bowl of Judgment.
And she's looking at me?
She's looking at you, and she has kind of like this she's shaking her head. And she spits in the ground or walks away.
Okay. Well, I got to go back in. I got to eat with my crew. I don't have time to go.
Okay. You head back in. You see Lapis and North.
And hey, Orgok's like, oh, can I get a towel? Do you have like a rag or something?
Of course. They pull a bleach towel out and kind of
he does this. And it's just like, it's just messy as hell. And then he like kind of wads it up and throws it onto the bar. He's like, that other guy that was with, I don't know, he was yelling for somebody named Tatters. Yeah, he's not going to be a problem anymore.
Oh yeah, Tatters isn't either.
It's all good. Like, I'm safe.
Lapis, Mr. Skullcrusher, you'll take care of North if I'm not here. Promise?
And Orgoth is going to, like, get down, like, so he's eye level with Nomi. And he says, I promise that I will do everything I can to keep North safe.
Meanwhile, Lapis doesn't even look at Nomi and just goes, North could take care of themselves.
Oh, I can. She's worried.
I'll do things to keep North safe.
I'll do things to keep Lapis safe. That's how it works.
Jezebel kind of like stops for a second and like looks at North, looks at Lapis, looks at North. And like kind of like looks at North and says, are you?
No.
Okay. And she gives a thumbs up and walks on.
What was that all about?
I don't know. People have been weird since this morning.
When are they ever not weird?
Oh, they've been worse. Anyways, I think we're going to have to take this to go because big hero stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm. Someone?
I can find my way home.
I am not.
We could head over towards your mom's place and
past the river. It's in the river district. We're gonna drop you off.
Yeah, and then we can just head off the city gates from there.
Yes.
And during the travel, Nephis is going to hand North. Hand Orgoth the Rudium sword and just goes, do you mind putting this elsewhere? I don't want it with my stuff.
Oh, yeah. I can put it in the hole with the one that I took off the guy in the alley.
Oh, yes, please. And she hands the blade over to Orgoth.
Okay. And then whenever we get to a space, I doubt I can open the hole
in the carriage.
Yeah, but when we get done and we get there, I'll...
Din Vizel won't like that.
No.
And then Lapis is going to toss North the cloak and just goes, you could have it.
Oh, you don't need that anymore?
No, I got a pretty little thing. She shows off the ring.
Ooh, well, fine. I'm going to put that on then. And, whenever we get a short rest, I'm going to unattune from the Needle of Mending and I'm going to reattune to that Cloak of Protection.
Nice. Awesome. A little disintegration spell, get some free magic items, you know.
It was a good one. It was terrifying. Let's go.
Okay.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
You head to the north. You drop off. You see the building that's like you see actually there is a your mom's beach house. There's a house right next door to it. And there's a sign that says, welcome new champions.
You're next to the beach house.
And
see, mom, if you keep that, we're going to be neighbors.
It's like, that's where you're going to live? And there's a lot of workers.
I mean, it might be a beach house as
There's
well.
A lot of workers around, and they're kind of like really busy. They're making the outside look really pretty and like doing all the landscaping stuff. And there's even like a fountain that kind of like a fountain in the front and the water kind of trickles downhill and goes to the back of the house. Cause the same as like your mom's house where it's like you're on a hill and there's like a walkway down to the river behind that.
Who knows? Maybe I'm going to stay there when I retire. Maybe we'll see.
You drop Nomi off you head to the front gates. You've actually never been to the north gates through the Alluvium district. You get to the wall that surrounds the city, and there's some guards out there. And you notice that next to the guardhouse, the Hand of Ward guardhouse, you see Griffin Stables.
Shit. Did this fucker take a griffin?
And there's only one griffin in the stables currently.
Well, griffins still need a rest. We should get out now.
Let's go.
And the moment we head off to outside of the city walls, she's going to tell the few Hand of Ord members there and just tells them, look, I'm going to summon a giant fucking rock. It's not going to attack you guys.
Like a bit of stone? Is that a golem?
A giant bird.
A bird. Okay.
I'm talking to the guards.
Yeah. I know. That's the guards talking back, so yeah.
Bird!
So, man, they're hiring idiots these days. But I'm just going to let you guys know so that way you guys don't attack us, don't attack it, and you guys don't cause an alarm.
You won't be coming back on this bird, will you?
We'll be coming back, but not within the city. We'll drop down here.
And they give you a thumbs up. Please be careful that you don't damage any buildings when you land, the captain says.
I will try to make sure. I will land. I will try to land safely 100 or so feet away from the city.
They nod. And you go out into the sands, and the sand is just blowing hot. And by this time, it's probably middle of the afternoon.
Okay, so she's going to grab her little feather that she's kept in her hair and just tosses it up.
Okay.
And snaps her finger, and that's when it's a gargantuan-sized rock.
What does it look like?
It honestly, rather than it looking like a normal, like, rock, for whatever reason, it just looks like a giant, a bird, like a normal bird. Mm-hmm. But with the two end of its tail, like, wing, feathers are just super long and dazzling. Got it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And its feathers are shimmering with a very iridescent blues.
Beautiful. Okay. The bird lowers to the ground to allow you all to get on.
Would that all that travel at that point, would have it counted like a short rest to attune?
It didn't take an hour to get to...
Okay.
No, but it can take several hours.
Okay.
Yeah, because while you're on the bird.
While you're on the bird.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now I'm not retuning. I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Oh, can we short rest on the bird?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So you start flying to the north. I would like you all to make... Let's do perception first. Because you're kind of like, you know, sort of like on the map where you're headed to.
Fuck you. That's 22.
Okay. North, you see.
Yeah, that was just a 17 for me.
Yeah, the 22. North, you see. Yeah. You fly for about, I'm going to say, 3 hours. And the sun is starting to get low. And you're in the desert now, so you're not around the plateau, the mountains that surround the city. So it's like you're just getting like long shadows across the sand formed by the dunes. It's starting to feel like a little bit of cold air as the sun's starting to disappear. And up ahead, probably about 500 yards, you see two griffins, and you seem to be circling.
Okay, is there any silhouette on the griffins?
With the 20, what was you roll, 22?
22.
There appear to be riders on them, but they appear to be short and stocky.
Okay, and is there a third one, like, on the ground or something?
No. And they see you, the rock coming, and they start flying toward you.
Easy.
Maybe they're hiding.
Yeah.
And then by the way, Lapis is totally on top of the rock's head.
Anyone nice. Who's been hired can be bought off.
Mm-hmm. So let's see.
The griffins kind of fly somewhat close, but it's a giant fucking bird. So they are keeping their distance, and they shout, "What's your business?" They're dwarves.
What?
What's your business?
What?
Make a deception roll.
What day is it?
They come closer. Yeah.
Roll the disadvantage. This is a 12 total.
Okay.
I rolled a dirty 20.
Okay. They decide to go a little higher above you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. But still kind of
they have
like,
the high ground.
Yeah. And they come a little closer. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, better, better. Hi.
Good.
What is your business here?
What is yours?
We're the ones asking the questions.
We're the ones with the giant fucking bird.
I'm sorry. We're the champions of from like yesterday's.
It doesn't matter who you are. You're not allowed here.
Why?
Says who?
Is the bird circling or is it still flying north?
It's still flying north. Okay. Like it's
so the griffin's kind of like circling as it's kind of like above you. There's some dangerous monsters up ahead.
Uh-huh. We can survive.
We're stationed
that.
Here to warn you, any travelers.
We're fine.
Can I incite that?
Yeah, you can incite that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't believe one word they're saying. Well, shoot, that's an 8.
That's a 16 for me.
Okay. They seem to be stalling. They appear to be...
Well, we're still moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to talk you out of... Like, they're definitely... Not being very truthful, but they're also trying to talk you and going another direction. It's like, what are you looking for? Perhaps I can help you.
Who's paying you? How much are you making right now?
Enough?
What's enough? Oh,
never enough.
He says, listen. It would just really behoove me if you just turned around and went the other direction.
No, it's all right.
What do you prefer? Money or your life?
The other dwarf says, what about their lives? He's like, shut up. If you do not turn around and go the other direction now, we'll be forced. The other dude is like, dude, they have a fucking rock. We can't take on them. How much are you offering?
Enough.
They start flying closer. They say, our employer pays us 250 gold to keep anybody away from this area.
Dude, I paid a person 2,000 gold just to drive me somewhere. This guy's being cheap.
My God. You seen these clowns? I mean, I don't have that much money, though. I have like 500.
We can get you tickets to the Bowl of Judgment in the VIP booth.
We already have tickets.
Oh, were you at the match yesterday?
And let me see, because it's dark now. Let's see if they actually... Anybody have any, like, obvious light sources or just getting dark? Dwarves have dark vision, so...
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I don't.
The dwarves get closer, and they're like, we were already provided with season tickets.
Uh-huh, so you know what I can do with the blade?
Who are you?
Favorite few.
What they said.
Oh, the people who won the competition?
Uh-huh.
It's too bad about that, orc on your team. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, you've seen how he can pummel people, right?
Yeah.
Would suck to be you.
Okay. I guess you don't know yet. If you drop some money over...
No, wait. Don't know what?
He flies over and drops the day's newspaper and just starts floating down.
Oh, so you're newspaper boys.
Roll acrobatics, see if you catch
it. Yeah. Roll it a dexterity check.
Okay. Seven.
Can I attempt?
Like, yeah, you can. It flies and starts going back toward the tail of the bird.
Straight dex?
Yeah, dexterity
check. It's like a 12.
Okay. That's enough.
You catch only the first piece of paper, the rest of it flies off.
Like the comic section disappears. And you kind of tears. No. The best part.
I love that dog, Moopy.
Oh, Lapis, take advantage. Okay.
Let's get some Dilbert on here.
No, he's an asshole. What was I going to say? The paper... North has it's the late edition of the paper.
Ooh.
And it appears that if Orgoth, like in the sports section, the Orgoth has going to be removed as champion. And that a new champion would be announced. He is still like the team member of the favored few and a team champion, but Orgoth is going to be removed as champion and a new champion will be announced at the winner's ceremony tomorrow.
Well, shit.
What does it say, North? What's in the paper?
I don't read that language. And I'm going to throw it over.
It just flies away.
I didn't even get to see it.
Dwarvish. It was a Dwarvish edition.
It's a Dwarvish edition, yeah. They say, so, are we really doing this? We can't do it. Well, they'll kill us. Listen, if you run into a guy with stringy red hair, tell him that we died.
Yeah.
Will do.
Okay.
What are your names?
Don't worry, they're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
You sure you don't want to match his 250?
Are you sure you want to keep living?
We'll keep living. Dude, go! And suddenly they fly to the south toward the city.
You're going to keep on going.
Okay.
The rock needs to only take a break, I think, for an... Let me see. Let's see. It could go 144 miles a day, and it needs 1 hour of rest every three hours of flight.
Okay. During
150.
Okay, after the 3 hours, you have to like land to rest. As you do, you see on the way, you see a oasis, a small oasis with a large tree and has a small pond next to it.
Is there a griffin there?
There is no griffin there. And you land there. Do you want to land there? You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well.
You land
there. If there's anything there, a giant rock is going to scare it.
Right. And you land. And the tree is just kind of waving in the wind, and the water is just sparkling in the moonlight as the moon appears, Katha appears. The tree is a plum tree.
Hey, what do you know? Snacks.
And as you approach the tree is like, hello.
Oh, shit.
It starts talking. You don't see a mouth.
Hey, buddy, pal, friend, how are you doing?
Oh, who are you? It's been some time since somebody visited me.
Oh, you haven't seen anyone else?
I saw some griffins flying overhead, but they seem to be in a hurry.
How long ago was that?
A few hours ago. You're not quite... Are you following them?
We're just trying to, following is, yeah.
Yeah, we're following.
They seem to be in quite a hurry. You know, I would not eat any of my plums. You could save them and use them to tame a beast, perhaps.
All right. I'm going to take some plums.
And you take all four, or do you take just one?
Can I take three?
Yeah.
I'll leave one for the tree.
Okay. Thank you for leaving one behind. They'll grow back eventually, but it seems like you'll need them more than I do.
I suck with animals, so.
Please enjoy rest underneath my branches and have as much water as you like. It is pure and refreshing.
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
So you rest for an hour. Any short rest that you've done can happen. So,
yay!
Yep.
He's a pretty nice tree. He's like out in the middle of nowhere.
Nice little plum tree.
After the hour break, you get back on the rock and you take off. Middle of the night, the moon's really high in the sky. Kath is almost just gigantic, almost bright. And you see the star shape.
Snooze a little bit while we're on the.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can snooze. And as the rock lands for the fourth hour, that's technically 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that is a long rest for us.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. Yep.
Wait, I can mark a long rest?
Yeah, trance. Yep. Technically, you're supposed to use the other 4 hours for relaxation, but 4 hours. So you get the effects of the long rest after four.
by exhaustion.
Okay. You see, as you're landing down, you see a star-shaped rock formation. It's like actually raised up out of, it's probably about 10 to 20 feet high at its apex. And as you land, you kind of see a cave entrance. And you see...
Do we see a griffin out there?
You see griffins. You see two griffins out there.
Who?
Actually, you see four griffins out there.
Oh, these mother fox. Oh, there's more than one.
Are they just tied up, or is there anybody with the griffins?
There's nobody with the griffins. They're just they just seem to be tied up.
I untie them.
Yeah, if we free them, they're going to go back to the stables. I mean.
So, we do that.
Okay. You shoot them off. They take off. The rock kind of, like, looks and follows them as they fly back south. you head back inside. Are you going inside the cave? Okay.
Yes.
You follow this long, it seems to be kind of dipping down, you're traveling a downward angle underneath the formation. Then you hear some like screams coming from up ahead.
Sneaky, 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 sneaky.
And then suddenly in front of you, you see this appearing out of nowhere, almost like just kind of apparating out of thin air. This large stone bull with eyes red. The light kind of shoom into the chamber, and you see the chamber kind of goes further and further. And way up ahead, you see like blasts of fire as some like spell goes off, and you see a glint of gold. And you look and you see this Gorgon looking at you, and you see statues of men along the walls turn to stone. And it looks
are any of them Walcott?
None of them are Walcott. You do see a dwarf, but you do see he looks at you and says, "Welcome to your deaths." And that's where we're gonna stop for the for the week. I'll show you the map, the Roll20 map here in a second, if you want to look at it. But I had it prepared just in case. But that was a fun little adventure we went on today.
Very tense today. Very tense.
Can we talk about the disintegrate spell for one second?
Oh my god.
Oh damn.
She's not going to be a problem anymore.
I honestly was not expecting her to die. I was like, I'll just scare her a little bit so she stops fucking with us. She's dead.
Mission accomplished.
Yep.
I mean, won't be fucking with us anymore.
The war between the chain and the veil has kind of died down a little bit in that you weren't really hearing any news about it and things weren't burning down anymore. But still, this is going to affect that even more, so...
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything we need to talk about before we do a wrap up? Well, let's go around to a wrap up.
Hey, everybody. This is Bill Roper. You can find me on the socials at Bill Freakin' Roper, Twitch, YouTube, various places. But, you know, importantly, here playing almost every Wednesday. Thank you, everybody who jumps on the Twitch stream to watch us play live. I love all the activity happening in the chat on the stream. And it is an absolute delight to have this very vibrant and growing community of people for us to interact with, both here and other places.
What are those other places? I don't know. Hey, everyone, this is Jaden. I was playing Lapis, murdering people into nothing but dust. I hope that you guys had a fun time and that you catch us around on the Discord. We do have a Discord and we like to chat up around there, not just about D&D, but we talk about anime, video games, television shows, just shooting the shit, kind of, sort of. We just like to have fun.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy. I've been playing North Yadron Rogue Log Fighter. Other the fuck-ass multi-class that they are. Jesus. You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, Blue Sky, at SteelClavicar. And yeah, we do have a Patreon. We're at episode 78, so you know the drill by now. We have 3 tiers, so if you like what you hear, if you want to see a bit more of that, you know where to find us on there. I think it's in the link tree. And as Ron has plugged earlier today as well, we do have merch, if you're interested, in the link tree as well on TeePublic. So see you there.
And my name is Ron Murphy. You can find me on Twitter at Ron88Keys, RBDM, and Blue Sky. Please follow us on Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, at Severed Studios. You can find the Severed Sun's Rime of the Frostmaiden podcast on any podcasting platform. Share us with all your friends. Thank you to everybody, all our followers and our fans. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, Gang of Critical Role, and to all our listeners and fans. Keep on rolling, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
y'all. If the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.